Our short lesson this evening, a little longer than my normal short lessons, but not too much, I hope. We're going to look at an Old Testament text that still has, not authority, but still has New Testament application. Daniel chapter 5, everything will be from the first four verses. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Verse 3 repeats basically what verse 2 has just said. And so verse 4, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. Belshazzar's lifestyle was to follow the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Belshazzar's three sins in this text. The first one that we see is drunkenness. They were having a great feast, the scripture says. A drunken feast. Wilson's Old Testament word studies renders the word wine, which appears in all four of these verses, renders that as intoxicating wine, intoxicating beverage. They were drinking wine in abundance. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and those who are deceived thereby are not wise. Well, amongst everything else, Belshazzar was not wise. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 21, verse 33. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. What Jesus said to those folks on that occasion applied then, it still applies now, and it's going to continue to apply until the Lord comes again. Now I want to read verse 34. The Lord said, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unaware. That day caught Belshazzar unawares. He wasn't ready for it, but it was ready for him. Peter, in the first letter, 1 Peter, says that he's writing this to the elect of God. And I want to read what he said, what he wrote. We have it in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. He says, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. So Peter writes this, saying that these are some of these things, at least, were engaged in by the ones he's writing this letter to. Now, in this verse, yes, the word banquetings there, it's the only time in the New Testament, the King James translation, that the word banqueting is used. And notice that it's joined with some bad company: lasciviousness, lusts, and abominable idolatries. And right there is Belshazzar's second sin in the text we read: idolatry. Belshazzar worshipped idols. We read that in verse 4. I think people today tend to think of idolatry as a practice that ended in long ago times. And certainly it is mentioned more in the Old Testament than it is in the New Testament, by a rough count that I looked up, about by a 4-to-1 ratio. But the practice of idolatry certainly did not end when the Old Testament ended. I want to go to Acts chapter 17, Paul's day there on Mars Hill, Paul's time there on Mars Hill, verses 22 and 23. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." Idol worship was ignorant worship, and it still is. Idol worship was vain worship, and it still is. Verses 28 and 29. Now Paul is going to declare unto them the God that they should be worshiping. Verses 28 and 29. "For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device." There never was a time when God wanted or rewarded idol worship. Yet there was a time when God permitted it amongst the heathen nations. But that's no longer acceptable. No longer any people of any nation in engaging in idolatry, it's unacceptable in God's sight. That time has passed. Verse 30. "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." We said the three sins of Belshazzar. The first, drunkenness; the second, idolatry; and the third, although not mentioned, is inescapable, and that is the sin of being a profane person. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Paul writes, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers from the Bible historical record and from man's historical records. Belshazzar was at least most of those things rolled up in one. Belshazzar was lawless, disobedient, unholy, profane, and for one final profane act, he forfeited both his physical life and his spiritual life. Of course, the culminating act there was the using of the gold and silver vessels that God had sanctified for use in the temple at Jerusalem, his holy temple, which Belshazzar took and used in his drunken party. And he forfeited his life that very night. We'd like to think that we wouldn't engage in any of those things, and I'm confident that we wouldn't. But I would really be also confident that Noah wouldn't have engaged in any of those things, but he did. The ones that Peter wrote to and the ones that Paul wrote to says that some of these things are the things that you have engaged in the past. Well, our exhortation as we get ready to close the lesson, let's be careful about our day-to-day contact and avoid any such things, anything that would be remotely associated with any of the sins that we've read about from the scripture tonight. Let's totally avoid those things. As Brother Barry said in his lesson Sunday morning about getting too close to sin and leaving the building, stay as far away from it as possible and inherit eternal life. Inherit the, as we sung that last hymn, inherit the heavenly home. We'll close on a positive note. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Thank you, and we'll go into our Bible study.